Our next presentation is going to be a mock naturalization interview. And our panelists come from right here in Austin and also from Fort Worth, Texas. First, we have Miriam Garza Lee. Miriam is an associate in the Dallas-Fort Worth firm of Chavez and Valco. She has experience handling various types of family and humanitarian-based immigration matters, including consular processing, waivers, asylum, criminal analysis, appeals, UNT visas. And Sandra is a native of Mexico and an undergraduate of the University of Texas at Austin. Hook 'em horns. And she is a graduate, her JD is from Texas Southern University, Texas Thurgood Marshall School of Law in Houston, Texas. She has practiced both criminal and immigration law in Austin since 2014. We thank you both for being with us this morning, and we look forward to your presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'll do a brief overview of our goals for today. So we have a hypothetical that we'll read over. This was created for the mock naturalization interview we'll be conducting. Thereafter, we'll do a quick issue spotting exercise based on the consultation guide provided, which begins on page 1 of the resource guide for this presentation. We'll conduct the interview, and thereafter, we'll provide some interview critique points to discuss and discuss how to debrief a client, setting post-interview expectations.
So I am going to be reading to you our very briefly our hypothetical for our client for the interview. So we're dealing with the client, Micaela Reina. She's a 31-year-old woman from Lima, Peru. She became proficient in English and completed her university studies by the time she was 20 years old. Within a year of graduating, she started a luxury tour guide business and a marketing service to English speakers. She met Alex Smith, a U.S. citizen and restaurateur, during her visit to Peru. They had a lot in common, and they were close in age and both workaholics, so they started successful careers at a very young age. Alex reached out to Micaela prior to his trip, and they were focused on visiting the best restaurants in Lima, and they wanted to develop a business in Austin, Texas. She wanted inspiration on Peruvian cuisine, and Micaela had personal knowledge, and Alex toured the best restaurants with her. So Alex was very grateful for her help, and he admired the dedication, and Micaela also took to his liking and his grateful and respectful Alex showed on her home country tour. So Alex invited Micaela to Austin after her trip, And she put after all the hard work and tour in Lima. So she was admitted with a tourist visa in January of 2017. And after a month of getting to know each other better, Micaela and Alex decided that they didn't want to be separated anymore. So they realized, they realized that they connected well. They fell in love. They had a small wedding ceremony in March 2017 with Alex's family present, and Alex immediately hired an immigration attorney to help him with the process to adjust her paperwork. Micaela sold her business in Peru and dedicated her time to help Alex grow his business in Texas. On September 17, 2017, Micaela obtained her conditional residence and was ecstatic to receive her green card in the mail. Micaela had a very stressful immigration process. She knew she was completely honest in all her paperwork, but she didn't want anything to go wrong with the immigration authorities. Alex told her that they were going out for drinks and to celebrate her new status, but they ended up buying a marijuana joint as a joke, right? He told her that it was to help Micaela relax because she was a goody two-shoes. And so she became very stressed about the incident and urged Alex to take her home. She was extremely nervous on the car ride home and visibly holding the joint in her hand, and a police officer happened to pull them over. After the police officer pulled them over, he immediately spotted the joint, of course, arrested Micaela for possession of marijuana, and Alex quickly bonded her out of criminal detention. The lawyer assured Micaela that she would not spend any time in jail, And to Micaela's judgment, documentation made it clear the conviction related only to 1 gram of marijuana, and she only had to pay a fine for the offense.